And this is the relic room? Valuable and unique items drawn from all ends of time and space.
Oh, it's a most impressive collection, Mix Neon. Quite the treasure trove. A glitter gun? The remains of Valderon's control sphere? Some kind of mecha suit? My visor's a bit dusty. Oh, is that who I think it is in there?
It is, yes.
Fascinating. I thought that thing about his head being frozen when he died was an urban myth.
That's the story his company issued. After they tried to put him in this, it was supposed to be the future of cartooning, but he ended up wiping out 30 animators.
So you're saying he was quick on the draw?
Yes. He was kept sedated after that, but he's not what we're here to see. Please, we should continue. I would usually leave the tour to the guide, but the last one recently left, and I have as yet been unable to locate a suitable replacement. It's so hard to source good staff. And here you'll find some of my most precious items. The paintings, the sculptures. Do you know much about art, Professor Song?
I know what I like.
Then hopefully you'll find much to appeal within. I certainly do. For example, two of Edvard Munch's screams. Did you know he painted multiple versions?
I do know one contained an ancient psychic weapon once.
No.
Called the Warp Core. It's long gone now, hopefully. Oh, don't worry, it's probably not one of these.
Yes. Do you like the painting?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. That face makes me feel uncomfortable for reasons I can't quite remember.
Interesting. I know what you mean. In this sealed vault is one of the few extant pictures containing the notorious Red Lady.
Ah,
best we don't look at that.
Best not.
But here is what I brought you for. The seasons. Do you know Peter Bruegel the Elder?
Not biblically. We went on a few dates, but he never got past first base.
This set of five is one of his key works.
Five? For a series called The Seasons, that seems a shade too many.
If anything, it's a shade too few. The title may be a misnomer. For a long time, it was believed there were 12 paintings in this cycle, one per month of the year. Other scholars suggest six, each painting covering 2 months.
Either way, something is missing.
Exactly. I have spent a lot of time and money acquiring these items for my collection, Professor Song. It would be a pity to leave them incomplete.
You know where the missing paintings are.
Painting, singular. It turns out those advocating six were correct. One of the joys of advanced temporal technology. It becomes very easy to trace lost items with a window to the past. I saw it painted. I saw it donated, removed, bought and sold. I saw where it ended up.
And you want to send me in to collect it?
At its last recorded location. Salvaging historical artifacts. It's almost the definition of archaeology. I'd pay you a great deal.
You'd have to. It's what I charge. But why me? I'm sure you have employees you could ask to do this at no extra cost.
I've struggled to find a willing volunteer. This job requires a very particular set of skills and danger money.
Oh? Why? Where is this painting?
Here.
Oh, you have got to be kidding me.
We'll know in a moment, won't we? It's coming this way. We should scarper and risk drawing more attention. If it hasn't spotted us already, that'll certainly do it.
We can't just stay here.
We don't have much choice, Corporal. There.
What did I tell you? We can't keep doing this, sir. That thing could have killed us.
But it didn't. It's our job to make sure that the Yeti don't kill anyone else. Don't back out of this, Buscombe. We stay on the streets until we're certain they're clean. Pemberton's orders.
There won't be anyone around, sir. Not after all this time. Not with that blasted web everywhere.
Well, then we'll be finished quickly, won't we? Come on. Let's get to the rendezvous point.
Antique coin collection. Yeah, that'll do.
Look at this. Lovely necklace, this.
Let's see. Nah, wouldn't suit you. Give it here.
Mum?
It'll be worth a pretty penny when the emergency's over.
It was pretty now.
Erin, this evacuation's our big opportunity. Let's not blow it. If we keep everything we nick, we won't make a penny. Yeah, that'll do for now. Next room.
Wow.
Oh, nice painting. I mean, really nice, proper nice.
It's not that good.
You don't know about these things. My girl, I reckon we may have hit the jackpot here.
With that?
With that.
What is it?
No idea, but it's ours.
But we can't carry that through the streets. It's too big.
The frame's too big, not the canvas. Give me an hand here.
All right.
There. Good. I'm going to cut it off, roll it up, fold it. Find me some sort of bag to put it in. I don't want to risk it being cut by anything in this one.
All right.
All right. Let's be having you.
Bag. 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 What the heck's that?
Down and safe.
I'm glad to hear it, but don't stand around congratulating yourself. Get the painting and get out.
Don't worry. I'm not intending to stay in this time zone any longer than entirely necessary. Now, not the right room, but near enough, I think.
What was that? Is there someone there?
No one I can't handle.
You got it?
We have to go.
Hey, what?
We have to leave right now. There's someone here.
Ooh, the soldiers? The monsters?
No, neither of them. A woman. She just appeared out of thin air.
What do you mean?
I don't know, do I? She just did. And she's come for that. The painting. She said so.
Oh, hell's bells.
What are you doing? I thought we were going to fence them.
Those scraps, they're 10 a penny. This painting's what we need. And we've got that now, safely bagged. Come on, Scarper. Meet you back at the gaff if we get separated.
All right.
Come out, wherever you are.
That doesn't sound wonderful.
So there was definitely no one there. Good. Thank you, Foster. Right, that's Soho covered and no stragglers. We're going to move up the road and into Bloomsbury. Foster, Darnley, you'll take these streets here. Jenkins, Grossman, you'll be around there, while Buscombe and I will cover this side.
Captain!
Mind the shop bell, Buscombe. We don't want to make too much noise.
It's noise I'm worried about, sir. I heard something.
Something? What sort of something?
Glass, sir. Breaking. Like a window down one of the side streets.
And no sign of the Yeti?
I didn't see any. I didn't hear any roars.
Well, they wouldn't just smash one window. We may have found a straggler. Right, everyone. If this is someone, they're in a lot of danger, and we have to get them away as quickly as possible. All right. Buscombe, lead the way.
Can hardly claim the moral high ground on that.
Well, Professor Song, have you found it?
In a manner of speaking. Breaking and exiting. That's novel.
What are you talking about? What do you mean, in a manner of speaking?
I mean what I say. That's why I said it. If you could clear the line, please. I need full radio silence.
Professor Song, is there an issue?
I'll be in touch if I need you. Never like communicators anyway. Alley-oop! Right.
Stay where you are. Hands in the air. We don't want to hurt you.
Well, that's good. I don't want to be hurt. Okay, they're in the air. See?
Good. Now turn around. Slowly.
My. Soldiers, eh? Oh, I do so love men in uniform. Almost as much as I love them out of uniform.
Very funny.
Odd sort of looter, sir. She doesn't have anything to carry her swag in.
No.
Oh, I'm a looter. I just haven't got around to looting yet.
Buscombe, keep a watch out for the Yeti. I've a feeling this one's going to be trouble.
Sir?
Trouble? Moi? If you play your cards right.
Strange as it may seem, miss, we're here for your own benefit.
Those guns suggest otherwise.
This evacuation might look like an opportunity for people like you, but it's in deadly earnest. The creatures out here, have you seen them?
Not so far.
Then be thankful that you haven't, because if they see you, you're as good as dead.
Thanks for the advice. Can I go now?
I'm removing you from the danger zone. We can have you on a transport within the hour.
Really? Well, it's a generous offer, but I think I might have to decline.
You don't get a say in this. You're getting relocated.
By you? Oh, you do know how to tempt a girl. Well, I certainly consider it. You think I'm a looter? Well, I think you're a looker.
Miss, please. I'm a captain in the British Army. I'd ask you to show me some respect.
I'm sorry, I really am, but sometimes I just can't resist. There was this one time I... Hold on. Sorry, you're a captain?
Yes. You're going to tell me that you have some sort of predilection for officers, something like that?
Not exactly. Not officers. Not all officers. What's your name?
My name?
Yes, tell me your name.
My name? It's Captain Knight! Buscombe?
Oh, no.
Sir!
Keep it down, man.
I'm sorry, sir, but they're coming this way. Yeti, four of them.
Wonderful. Did they spot you?
Oh, I don't think so.
You have to get out of here. Off the street.
I'm aware of that, thank you. Right. Well, this place has a broken lock. That must have been how you got in. Everyone take cover. Into that house. And you're coming with me.
I'd rather we didn't go in there.
Trust me, it's for your own good.
And I'm thinking about your own good.
Men, vantage points. Let me know when those creatures have passed by and the street's clear.
Sir, Foster, Jenkins, upstairs. The rest of you with me, this floor.
What if they don't pass by?
The Yeti?
Why wouldn't they? They don't tend to make a habit of raiding houses in Bloomsbury.
There's a first time for everything. Look, Captain, if you want me out of London, I'll go. I'm happy to go, as long as we go now.
Now, miss? I'm glad to hear that you're ready to cooperate, but I think it's best if we pick our moment more carefully.
That's exactly what I'm trying to do. Maybe there's a back way out or something.
What is it? What's worrying you all of a sudden?
You. I'm worried about you.
Sir! Sir, they're headed this way!
What? But that's ridiculous. They can't know that we're in here.
I don't understand it either, sir.
Open fire!
Get back!
What the devil was that?
What did it look like? Stairs!
Let go of me!
What? Do you want to stay down there? Come on!
What sort of gun is that?
A very good one, but sadly it won't hold them back forever.
So what do? We're trapped up here. Where are we supposed to be retreating to?
The roof. This street, the buildings, they're all connected. We can escape next door and keep going.
Actually, that's quite a good plan.
Oh, I'm full of them.
Then there's no way around. How do we get there?
Keep going upstairs, obviously. Follow me.
We'll do as the lady says. Busk him.
That's the loft space up there.
Good. Have you any idea how we get up?
Was that a grenade?
Darnley, you fool! You'll bring the whole place down!
What the hell's that?
It's the floor, it's shaking. They must have knocked out a supporting beam or something.
Oh, too late! Oh, damn it, I did my best.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry about your men, Captain Knight.
Sir? Where are we?
Keep back! It's still collapsing. It might take parts of this building with it!
Well, were we just in there? How do we get up here?
A very useful gadget called a vortex manipulator. Don't try to understand it.
And the men?
I thought I'd have time to get them all out. I didn't. I'm sorry.
You mean they're all dead?
If they're lucky, yes.
Lucky?
The thing we're dealing with. It doesn't always respect notions of mortality.
You thought you'd have time, you said, to get them all out.
Yes. I knew this was going to happen. Sort of.
I'm sorry. How?
I just did, all right? The building collapsing was exactly why I came here. We have to get moving. I can't let the trail get cold. And more importantly, I have to keep you safe.
Safe? What are you talking about? I don't understand anything you say.
Oh, in for a penny. Look, Captain Knight, I have to keep you out of trouble.
You're helping me?
Yes, that's why I got you out of there.
But why me? I mean, specifically. Why not pick Buscombe? Why not Darnley? Any of the others?
Because I don't know who they are. He didn't mention them, he only mentioned you. And a handful of others.
Who did?
My husband. You're going to meet him very soon.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, Captain, you just disappeared from the top floor of a building and reappeared on the neighbouring roof, yes?
Yes. I'm still struggling to process that, if I'm honest.
Well, buckle up, because we're just getting started. My name is Professor Riversong. I'm an archaeologist, but more importantly, I'm also a traveller in time. I'm from the future.
Are you quite well?
Given what you've just experienced, that can't be too big a leap of imagination, surely. I've come here to do a job, Captain Knight. A job I'm being paid extremely well to do. Unfortunately, as it happens, my husband is going to be stopping by this time period any day now. And I'd really rather not do anything that might cause him difficulties.
Difficulties?
So, I did my research. He was quite a keen diarist around this point in his life, so when I was using his transportation recently, without his knowledge, I read what he'd written about now, just so I'd know what to avoid, what not to do.
Right.
And that's where I read your name and what happens. It turns out you're quite important to my husband, Captain Knight, Without you, he might not survive. Without you, I might not be here. So you'll appreciate that it's in my best interests to keep you safe and well at all times. I have to keep history on track. Your former colleagues, not so much. Do you understand?
I'm sorry, miss, but everything you've said just now sounds like total and utter gibberish.
Yes, you'd be surprised how much of my life does. You learn to live with it. Come on, we've got to get after those looters.
Looters?
They were just ahead of me. Took something I'm rather keen to get hold of. Now, you didn't see them and you came from the south, so that means they must be heading north. Come along!
If I must.
Let me see now. Ah, yes. This body will suffice for now. Some minor adjustments, maybe? Ah, that's better. You cannot escape the intelligence, Doctor.
Well, there's a dust cloud back where we came from.
What do you think happened?
Beats me. Does it matter?
Suppose not.
No sign of anybody following. Looks like we got away scot-free.
Yeah, wish we'd kept the necklace.
I'll buy you a dozen of them when we sell that painting. Still, even if there isn't anyone out there, we'd better be careful. You wait here. It'll just be me on the food hunt today.
Eh?
This thing's happening. You'll be safer out the way.
I don't want to be alone.
You won't be, not for long. Trust me.
But I'm scared.
I can move quicker alone. I'll be back soon. Don't worry.
If I didn't know any better, I'd swear those Yeti were following us.
Then we should keep ahead of them, yes?
I suppose so.
They won't be, though, following us. They can't know we're up here. They think we died when the house fell down.
I'm sure.
In fact, you really should report that back. The loss of that house, your squad. Head back to base where it's safe. Tell your CO.
I'm afraid I can't do that. If you're saying there are civilians on the street, civilians that you're following, then I don't have any choice but to come with you. I'm doing a job here. I'm still going to have to remove them from the danger zone.
And what about me? I'm a civilian.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm not quite sure what you are. Look, I appreciate that you seem very capable if a little disturbed.
You have no idea.
That doesn't change anything. I'd still rather you weren't here.
Well, don't worry. I'll be perfectly happy to go the moment I've got that painting.
Is it worth that much to you?
Oh, not the painting, not to me. But the finder's fee for it is embarrassingly engorged.
Valuable, then.
There should be six, but there are only five. What do you think?
I think you don't sound like any archaeologist I've ever met.
Well, I may be a little more active in the field than most, but finding and retrieving lost treasures is practically the definition of the term.
Perhaps.
The missing picture was traced to this time and place, which is harder than it sounds. You wouldn't believe the trouble everyone went through just to identify what year this was.
The year? How's that problematic? It's...
complex. Believe me. My husband again. He has one encounter with a displaced time traveller and UNIT has to invent whole new dating protocols. Best not to think about it.
UNIT?
Oh, so young. Anyway, like I said, this was the painting's last location, as far as we could tell. It was believed destroyed in the building collapse.
You said that you knew it was going to happen.
Exactly. I just didn't think I'd be quite that directly involved. The idea was to snatch the painting away at the last possible second to prevent as much damage as we could to the timeline.
Unfortunately, somebody else managed to snatch it away first. They can't have gone far. It's quite big. This way. Bit of a jump.
It feels like I'm back in training.
You all right?
Near enough.
Good. Let's see what this alley's like.
What are you looking for down there?
I'll know when I see it. I used to live on the streets, Captain, back when I was a child. Whoever took the Bruegel, they're living on the hoof, hiding out somewhere, and I know what kind of places they'll have picked.
You know, you're really quite remarkable.
It has been said. But then, you're not too bad yourself. You're taking a lot of big concepts in your stride.
No, I'm just very good at appearing calm.
Oh, I imagine that's par for the course for a soldier.
Sometimes. But I suppose... Well, I suppose I'm beginning to come round to the position that what you say could be true.
Huh? Really?
What I'm experiencing now might not seem rational. But then, abominable snowmen on the streets of London aren't exactly an everyday occurrence either.
You're learning.
And that gun of yours. I've not seen any weapon that effective on the Yeti before. Throw in us disappearing and reappearing like that, and like you said...
Time travel doesn't seem like that big of a leap.
But you'll understand. It is a lot to take in. You know, you could help us. Why didn't I think of this before? I mean, with that gun, your transportation device, you could help us.
I can't. I'm sorry. I have to let history take its course.
I beg your pardon. I don't understand.
Everything has to take place as if I'd not been around. I can't get involved.
But you have got involved. You saved me.
Because I got you into trouble in the first place. That was a mistake. Exactly what I needed to avoid. I'm trying to make sure everything happens as close as possible to the original timeline. The tiniest change could have huge consequences. Helping out might seem like a good idea, but it could lead to disaster.
You mean it's not going to be a disaster as it is?
Now, I didn't say that.
You knew about the building. You knew about me. You know what happens. You know how this ends.
Yes, I do.
Do we win?
The intelligence behind this is defeated. London is restored to normality, and a chain of events is set in motion that leads to all manner of great things. Friendships, loves, lives. It's rather a key moment in the history of this planet.
Really? And I'm part of that. I'm glad to hear it. It's good to know we beat this thing. And me? What about me? What happens to me?
I can't really tell you that. You might do things differently, knowing what's coming.
Yes, I see. I understand, sort of. But am I happy? Can you at least tell me that?
Happy? Yes. Yes, you are. You have a good life.
Right. Nice to know. Something to be fighting for.
Yes. Let's move on. This looks more promising. A back alley. Not really a thoroughfare, but plenty of escape routes should you need them. Central. Good as a base of operations.
And no Yeti.
And no Yeti. See? I told you they weren't following us. Worth a look. There's a fire escape over there. We can go down that.
You know, I don't think you're quite as callous as you pretend to be.
Oh, a lot of people have made that mistake.
I don't think you leave when you get that painting.
Huh, why ever not? The longer I remain, the more dangerous I am to whatever happens here. And the more dangerous what happens here is to me.
You'll go, even if by staying you could save somebody's life.
Yes, I'm from the future. Everyone alive here now, everyone you know, they're ancient history to me. Long dead.
Back at that house.
You might have only wanted to keep me alive, according to what you say, but you still tried to rescue the others. That device of yours, you could have used it to snatch me away at any point, left my men to their fate, and yet you didn't. You tried to save them.
Oh, a moment of weakness, that's all. They happen from time to time.
I think you'll do the right thing if push comes to shove.
I wouldn't gamble anybody's life on that if I were you. Here we are. And does that look like a busted lock to you?
Mum? Mum, is that you?
If it is, she's had a makeover.
You?
Now, just stay where you are. Let's not be too hasty.
Get away from the door.
I'm sorry, miss. No, we can't let you leave. It's too dangerous.
No.
St. George's, eh? What is this, the vestry? Good choice for a hideout. Not exactly somewhere people are going to just pop by. And good, strong stone walls.
Do you have a name?
Erin. Erin Harris.
How old are you? 14? 15?
16.
16! Now, look, it's quite all right, Erin. We don't want to harm you. We just want to get you somewhere safe.
Speak for yourself. Where's the painting?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't play games with me, Erin. I'm better at this than you could possibly know. Where is it?
Let me go!
Just calm down.
I think she was trying to get your gun. What are you, a pickpocket? Is that how you started out?
None of your business.
Charming young lady, aren't you?
Look, please. We're trying to help. There's no need for things to get unpleasant.
Yes, there is. Now, I'm not going to ask again.
What the hell's that?
Take a wild guess.
Put that down.
You want to try and make me?
Look, you can't. She's only a child.
So was I. Living like this, I'm sure she's had to grow up as quickly as I did.
But history is...
will be unchanged. You know how many women lived through this? I do. One. And it's not her. Now, come on, then. Do you really want to test me?
It's in here. The bag.
Thank you. Now, that wasn't so hard, was it?
You're a maniac.
You're not a liar, though. It is in here.
Is it? You now know that that was completely unnecessary.
It got me the painting, though, didn't it?
You're going to let me go, then? Now you've got what you want?
She has. I haven't. I'm going to have to evacuate you from the area.
What? But my mum's still here.
Then we'll find her, too. Come on. Look, it'll be easier if you cooperate. What about you? I thought you said you were out of here the moment you got hold of the painting.
Oh, don't worry. I'm using this as soon as I know you're safe.
I'm sure that's all it is.
Yes, he...
Three more, there!
What are you doing?
I'm getting it back!
Oh, you're nuts! Oh,
some help here, please!
I'm trying! Sorry. Might have lost Erin. You are so nicely... There.
Thank you.
Oh.
Did the girl get away completely?
I think so.
The visitor does not appear to be the doctor.
No. But she is not from Eastar. Her mind could be an equal or greater prize.
She has destroyed the Yeti.
Where did these Yeti come from? What are they doing here?
I'm not sure, but I've a worrying feeling you were right earlier.
Oh?
I suspect they may have followed us.
What? I thought you said that wasn't possible.
I didn't think it was. But they broke into the house, they broke into this vestry. What are the only things those two places have in common? You and me.
Yes, but the Yeti have never been this specific before.
Which does suggest an even more troubling option.
Yes?
That they're only after me.
You?
Why you?
Beats me. But it does seem to be the case. Oh, damn it, I thought I was keeping you safe. I was just putting you in danger.
Well, I'm still alive.
No thanks to me. I've been here too long. I should go. I've got the painting. I should go.
But you can't. I mean, the girl, Erin. We've got to find her.
Altruistic as ever, Captain Knight. You really are quite charming.
I'm just doing what's right. She's young, homeless, on the streets filled with monsters. You can't leave her out there.
I don't have a choice.
You said that you used to live on the streets. Surely you can sympathise with what she's going through.
I sympathise? Yes, of course I do. But I have to be pragmatic. History will run its course, and I won't be here when it does. Now, if you'll just allow me to say goodbye properly.
What are you doing?
Don't worry, you'll enjoy it for as long as you remember. Oh, no.
Sorry. Is something the matter?
My vortex manipulator. It's gone. When she grabbed me, when she tried to take the painting, she must... Oh, the little...
So it looks like you're helping me find her after all.
Oh.
Love, what are you doing?
Mum?
I said you should wait.
I know you said that, but...
But what?
People came.
People? What do you mean, people?
There was this soldier and that woman from before. The one who was after the painting.
She turned up?
Yeah.
You didn't give it to her.
She didn't give me any option.
Oh, Erin!
She pulled a gun.
On a kid? And what was his soldier guy doing? Just watching?
I tried to get the picture back.
I'm sure you did. Look, it's all right. It's just money. I'm sure we'll find lots of stuff that's just as good.
I think I already have. Look.
What is that? A brooch?
I don't know what it is.
Oh, so it'll definitely be worth a fortune then.
Remember what I said about her appearing from the air? She was using this.
Really? Doesn't look like much.
She was talking about using it to go as well. Reckon this is some kind of science fiction type gadget. Making you appear and disappear. It's like magic.
Don't talk soft. Magic?
What's that web if it ain't magic? Come on. If this is what I think it is, well, just imagine all the things we could do if we could make it work.
It's got potential.
We wouldn't have to stop at one painting. We could clear an entire gallery.
No time. She'll be wanting it back then.
Reckon so.
Well, we should move. Get out of the open. Can't go back to the theatre. They know where it is. We're going to need somewhere else. Somewhere new. Somewhere safe.
Where?
Nobody's using the underground these days, are they?
Right. This street's clear. No sign of plausible bolt holes. So?
Next corner.
Next corner.
Why are we worrying? If the Yeti turn up, you can just shoot them.
I'm not entirely sure I can. My gun's nearly out of power. I wasn't expecting to be here this long.
Oh, you and me both. You know, if the Yeti were following you, they appear to have given up.
Maybe. Or maybe they're trying something different. Let's not get complacent, eh? If there's even a possibility they're hunting me, I have to be gone as soon as possible, which I will be the moment I get my manipulator back.
Yes. As long as you've got your precious painting in that bag, nothing matters, does it?
You're learning. Clear again.
Right. You wouldn't have shot her.
Erin?
You're not a murderer. You wouldn't have done it.
Lucky for everyone, we didn't have to find out.
Oh, that's very clear. It's a very clever response. I don't think it's true.
Look, I wasn't lying. I'm not being callous. I researched this. I know who lives and I know who dies. Only one woman gets through this. Anne Travers.
Anne?
You know about her, too?
I know about everyone. Everyone important. There is no record of an Erin escaping London. There's no record of an Erin surviving. You do the maths. She's a dead girl walking. If she's doomed to be killed at the hands of a Yeti, maybe I should have shot her. Maybe I'd be doing her a favour.
You don't believe that.
You don't know what I believe.
Were you trying to kiss me back there?
Yeti!
Back the way we came!
I'm right behind you!
Oh, no!
Oh, some more of them!
Do we have a plan? Can you at least shoot one?
Wait! Stop!
What is it?
They're not attacking. Why are they not attacking?
Hello there! I think we have to have a conversation.
Bascom?
All right. This has just got interesting.
Come on, slow coach. Do you want to get caught?
But didn't people say there was, you know, web underground?
Scare tactics. Lies. They want people out of London. They know how easy it'd be to hide down there. They're just trying to scare people off.
You sure?
When I ever let you down. The escalator, that one there.
Was this here before?
Who cares? Maybe it's a sculpture. Hurry up!
So we're actually going to be hiding in the tunnels?
Tunnels, platforms, that kind of thing.
But it'll be dark, won't it? Aren't we going to need torches?
You know, that's a very good point. Maybe we shouldn't do anything of the sort.
So what do we do instead?
Well...
Mum! Look out!
Is something the matter?
The monsters! They're everywhere!
Why, of course they are, my dear. They're not exactly subtle. Did you think I couldn't hear them?
Mum? What happened to your voice?
Your mother is dead. And you are now a prisoner of the great intelligence.
Bascom, what's the matter with you?
It's not Bascom. I'm sorry, but an entire building dropped on top of your colleague. Do you really think he'd survive that?
I'm not claiming it makes any sense. But what other explanation is there? He's standing right in front of me.
Look at his neck. Does that seem like a natural angle to you? His corpse has been animated by the great intelligence.
I'm sorry. Just when I think I'm starting to understand the words you say...
Your companion speaks the truth, Captain Knight. The man you knew as Bascom is dead. I speak through him.
You? This is all getting too much.
But you understand, do you not?
Oh, yes. A little bit of bodily possession is par for the course with evil alien entities, in my experience.
Really? And what is your experience, precisely?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yes, I would.
I'd like to know exactly what is going on.
The intelligence is pretty much what you'd expect from the name. It has no body, no physical presence. It just hangs around in space, like a cloud with a consciousness.
That's what I'd expect, is it?
So you know me.
I get about a bit.
Yes, I see this is true. I sense a great mind in you. Almost as impressive as that of the one I seek.
Almost as? Well, thanks a bunch. You're not making me warm to you.
Your knowledge and consciousness would serve me well.
You're not the first to think that. But I'm still here. Do you think the same's true of them?
Who are you?
I didn't tell my husband that. You think I'm going to blurt it out to you?
It matters little. You cannot resist the control of the intelligence.
And you can't resist the opportunity for hubris.
I have the girl.
What?
Erin? You mean Erin?
Yes. That appears to be her name. The mother, Maud. We found her as she searched for food. Her last thoughts were of her child, hoping she would not starve.
You monster!
Careful, Captain. Don't aggravate them.
All right.
All right. I'm not doing anything. No sudden movements, yes?
You stopped him. You care for life. That is why you follow the girl. You wish to save her.
You might think
you'd be
so,
absolutely right. What can I say? I'm all heart.
If you wish her returned alive, if you wish this one to survive as well, you will follow me.
Well, looks like you haven't given me much choice.
You will travel unarmed.
Oh, but I like being armed.
Your desires mean nothing to me. Submit to the will of the intelligence.
All right. It was nearly out of power anyway.
Yeti! Destroy that weapon!
Well, that's just adding insult to injury.
Follow me.
We're doing this, are we?
We are doing this. Ah, Euston. Beautiful old Euston Station. Haven't been here in a while.
You will follow us to the ticket hall below. That is where you will find the girl.
Looking forward to it.
So, do we have a plan?
Not exactly. It's tricky.
Tricky? In what way?
You see, I have to stop the intelligence without actually stopping it.
Right. Yes. I'm certainly finding it tricky understanding what you mean.
I don't defeat it. Not here, not now. My husband does, in a few days' time.
Oh, so this is yet another thing you can't change.
Exactly. I can't stop the intelligence before he even arrives. That would set so much of history awry. It's impossible.
Is it? You know, it must be terribly nice being you. Breezing through life without a care in the world.
What do you mean?
I mean you're a walking abdication of responsibility. Saying you can't interfere is a wonderful excuse. Existence is all terribly easy if you don't have to get involved, isn't it? You only have to worry about what happens to you. You don't have to care about other people. You just stay on the sidelines. None of it matters as long as you get what you want.
That's not true. That's not what I do. I don't want people hurt, but I have responsibilities.
Other people are your responsibilities. Yours, mine, everyone's. That's what being a decent human being's all about. Looking after each other. You're here with me now. You don't want to get involved. Too late. You already are. If you don't try to help, what's the point in even being here?
That is not fair.
Life rarely is.
There!
Welcome to the domain of the intelligence.
Oh, no.
Please, 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 don't worry. We're here to help.
Are we?
You threatened to kill me.
I appreciate that we may have got off on the wrong foot.
You pointed a gun at me!
Oh, who hasn't had a gun pointed at them from time to time? It's pretty much how I met my husband.
Erin, I understand your reluctance, but I can assure you we're on the same side. We want to help.
Could have fooled me.
You have the girl. We kept our word.
Now you must keep yours. The pyramid is prepared.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
What is that machine?
Kind of elementary consciousness absorber. I get in there and it drains my mind.
An elementary one?
Step inside the pyramid.
Right. Yes. Do as the intelligence commands.
Do you know what's happening here? What is that thing? It's not my mum.
No, it's not.
They say she's dead.
She is. And I'm sorry. Come here.
Get off me! I don't need a hug! You seriously think that helps?
Doesn't it? I'm sorry, I'm not awfully good at this sort of thing. But it did help me a bit, though.
Delay no further! Enter the pyramid!
Or we will destroy your friends!
Well, you see, that's a problem. There's one little thing you haven't factored in.
Oh?
What are you talking about?
These two. They're not my friends. I've really only just met them.
That thing of yours! When did you get it back?
Oh, when I hugged you. You're not the only one who can pick pockets. They don't mean anything to me. Sorry. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
I don't believe it.
She is gone.
What happened then?
We just found ourselves in a lot of trouble. That's what's happened. Escalators, run!
Where are we going?
Anywhere.
Kill the human!
Quickly!
More of them! We're trapped!
All right. Be strong.
The ceiling!
Did somebody call for the cavalry?
Professor Song?
Seize her!
But you left
to get another gun. I'm not crazy.
She must not escape.
Oh, I always do. Maybe you two should think about doing the same.
Yes, of course. Erin, the escalator.
Right.
You waste your time.
You must submit to the intelligence.
Must I? You know, if you were really so smart, maybe it's time to build a better pyramid. Bye then.
Without her. Come on, Professor!
I'm coming! Didn't expect there to be this many explosions!
Can't you use that travel thing of yours? Disappear and reappear?
No! It's out of charge!
Do you keep anything of yours at full power? Oh, and the escalator! I think it's collapsing!
I think you're right! Thank you, Captain Knight! Pull us back up!
I'll do my best. It's not easy with two of you! Make them free!
You think you can defeat the intelligence?
Get off me!
Shoot him!
Can't reach the gun!
Help me! I'm gonna fall!
If you will not surrender to us, you can at least die!
Let go! But the painting! It's on fire down there!
It's the painting or the girl, Professor? You can't hold on to them both. You have to make your choice.
The intelligence will win!
Oh, great. I suppose this is only ever going to go one way. Goodbye, Mummy. It was nice knowing you. How, Captain? Get us out of here!
There it goes. Such a beautiful place as well.
Oh, not just the station. The Bruegel. Oh, the Bruegel.
I knew you'd make the right choice.
Did you? I didn't.
Are you sure about that?
Life would be so much easier if I didn't care.
That thing down there that killed my mum. You've destroyed it?
No, just buried it. It's a little too powerful to be stopped that easily, but this'll certainly be a setback. It'll need to relocate its base of operations to another station.
So it'll just kill more people?
I'm afraid so. But it will be defeated. Soon. I promise.
You can't promise things like that.
Oh, I think she can. I imagine you're planning on departing now, aren't you?
The moment my manipulator's recharged.
You could stay. Help out. You've changed things already.
I have?
Yes. With Erin here.
Me?
No. She's coming with me.
What?
You can't stay. It's complicated. I'm going to take you somewhere safe.
But...
I know I'm not your favourite person in the world, but I did just save your life. Please, can you at least try to trust me?
I suppose I can try.
Good. That'll do for now. It'll be good where I'm taking you. I might even be able to fix you up with a job. Might make Mix Neon feel a little better about their loss if I deliver them an authentic period tour guide. That's not a conversation I'm looking forward to.
Well, you're at least trying to be altruistic.
Realistic, Captain. I'm at the mercy of forces bigger than myself.
Speaking of which, I enjoyed meeting you, Captain Knight. I'm glad to have known you, even briefly.
You too.
You're a good man. And for what it's worth, though you won't remember this, I'm sorry.
Sorry? About what?
Goodbye.
What was that for? What did you... Who are you?
Hey?
Hello, soldier. Are you evacuating people from the city? Oh, I'm sorry to say me and my friend here have got a little lost.
Yes. That's exactly what I'm doing. My team and I. They should be around here somewhere.
Have they got themselves lost too? Oh, it happens. Why don't you go and find them?
Yes, good idea. Yes, I'll do that. You two wait here. I'll be back!
No, you won't.
What was that all about? Did he just forget everything?
Yes, he couldn't know. It was the only way.
The only way? What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Just a detail in a diary. A waste of life. But you see, there's only so far the web of time can stretch.
I don't understand.
No. Sometimes I wish I didn't either. Come on. Hold my hand. Let's get out of here.
I don't... What are we doing?
Goodbye, Captain.
Where are we...
been listening to River Song, The Web of Time, written by John Dorney. River Song was played by Alex Kingston, Captain Ben Knight, Ralph Watson, Erin Harris, Catherine Drysdale, Maud and Neon, Mandy Simmons, Corporal Buscombe and the Intelligence, Sam Clemens. Directed by Ken Bentley, producer David Richardson. Sound design and music, Howard Carter. Script editor, Matt Fitton. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hagelery.